You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. According to an article by IM Expat, recent data from the Federal Statistical Office, or FSO, sheds light on the substantial international community in Switzerland, particularly in Canton Zug. The findings reveal that nearly 1 in 7 residents in Canton Zug, or 14% of individuals aged 15 and above, identified English as their primary language in 2022. This represents the highest proportion of English mother tongue speakers in Switzerland, indicating a significant shift from the year 2000, when only 2% of Zug residents spoke English as their main language. The population dynamics in Zug stand in contrast to the national average, where 7.1% of the Swiss population report English as their primary language as of 2022. Notably, the cities of Zug and Walchwil boast the highest concentrations of English speakers, comprising 20% and 27.3% of their respective populations. Officials in Zug acknowledged the impact of the growing English-speaking community on the total job market. A noteworthy finding is that 4 out of 10 workers in the region reported using English in their professional roles. This trend is unsurprising given Zug's reputation as a hub for international companies attracted by the canton's favorable business and personal tax policies. When examining English language prevalence across Swiss cantons, Baselstadt follows Zug with the second highest proportion of English speakers at 12.5%, Geneva at 11.8%, Zurich at 10.8%. Vaud, Baselland, and Schwyz complete the top 7. Zurich, due to its larger population, houses the most English mother tongue speakers in Switzerland. Conversely, Canton Jura, Appenzell-Ausserrhoden, and Appenzell-Innerrhoden exhibit the lowest share of English mother tongue speakers. According to an article by Swiss Info, climate activists in Switzerland belonging to the Renovate Switzerland group have affirmed their commitment to persist with the method of gluing themselves to roads as a form of protest. In contrast, activists in neighboring Germany have decided to abandon this particular protest technique. Renovate Switzerland cites, quote, "the inaction and slowness of political decisions," end quote, in the country, as the primary motivation for their continued use of direct methods for calling attention to the climate crisis. The group conveyed its divergence from the strategy adopted by the Let's to Generation movement in Germany, emphasizing their intention to remain steadfast in their approach, as disclosed to Keystone ATS on Tuesday. Contrary to the German activists, who, according to the German newspaper Bild, plan to focus on street occupations, disruptions at political events, and targeted actions directly linked to the climate crisis, while sparing ordinary citizens. Renovate Switzerland asserts its commitment to the road gluing method. Despite both Let's to Generation in Germany and Renovate Switzerland being part of the same A22 network and sharing the common goal of environmental preservation, each group pursues independent campaigns. Renovate, established in April of 2022, currently operates in 10 countries. Highlighting the perceived lack of public awareness regarding the climate crisis in Switzerland, Renovate Switzerland argues that dramatic actions, such as gluing themselves to roads, remain necessary. The movement contends that Switzerland faces a climate emergency, necessitating impactful actions to awaken public consciousness. The group emphasizes its dedication to peaceful street demonstrations until the government acknowledges its responsibilities in safeguarding the future. Renovate Switzerland recalls past disruptions, such as the Easter incident outside the Gotthard Tunnel, when activists obstructed traffic for hours by adhering to the road. Similar protests have occurred in various Swiss cities, including Geneva, Lausanne, Bern, and Zurich. The group affirms its commitment to maintaining such actions to underscore the urgency of the climate catastrophe and compel the government to take proactive measures for environmental protection. According to an article by Swiss Info, the Swiss startup footwear brand called On has experienced rapid growth through its innovative designs of high-performance sports footwear. Launched in 2010, the brand has successfully transformed an unconventional aesthetic, shoes with holes in the soles, into a multi-billion dollar unique selling proposition, or USP. During the first 9 months of 2023, 95% of On's 1.5 billion sales were attributed to its signature crater-soled sneakers. Patented as Cloud Tech, On's distinctive rubber treads, resembling crumpets, originated from a cut-off hose pipe and are now crafted using special injectable molds. Despite their futuristic appearance and somewhat quirky vibe, these sneakers have gained popularity among both runners and pedestrians globally. The Cloud Monsters model, particularly in all black, has become a fashion statement in some parts of the world, as well as a super comfortable leisure shoe in other places. From young hipsters in Tokyo to retired seniors in the UK, the On product is incredibly successful. On success extends to the running sphere, with Kenyan Olympian Hellen Obiri winning the Boston Marathon in 2023 wearing On's carbon-plated race shoe, the Cloud Tri 1. Last year's Zurich Marathon was partly sponsored by the brand. Martin Hoffman, On's co-CEO and CFO, expresses confidence in doubling the brand's sales to $4 billion by 2026. The company's strategy involves focusing on the lifestyle market, emphasizing the strong performance in running, and exploring emerging opportunities in apparel, hiking, and gym training. In a challenging time for performance brands, where competitors like Nike and Allbirds are facing obstacles, On stands out as a consumer favorite. Despite the competitive nature of the athletic footwear industry, On has successfully penetrated the market, holding 10 to 15% of sales in specialty running stores. The company's growth aligns with a consumer shift towards specialty brands that blend lifestyle and performance. On's success is attributed to its distinctive product and technology, combined with Swiss design and color, creating intrigue and differentiation in the market. The company's branding, known for its neat and minimalist approach, has contributed to its appeal. Innovation is a key strength for On, with a focus on sustainability through a recycling facility and a subscription model for bio-based sneakers. On is also addressing the waste problem in running shoes by taking ownership of end-of-life products. The company's ambitious approach includes creating shoes and apparel from captured carbon emissions, utilizing a process called Clean Cloud. The expansion into different categories, including tennis and apparel, is part of On's strategy to transition from a shoe brand to a full sportswear brand. While On faces competition from established giants like Adidas and Nike, its focus on sustainability, innovation, and unique design has contributed to its success. The company's continued efforts to appeal to younger demographics and expand globally indicate a promising future for On in the sportswear industry. According to an article in Le Matin, a pollen season alert starts with hazelnut trees. The high-pressure period Switzerland is currently experiencing will promote the dispersion of pollen. Approximately 1 in 5 people in Switzerland is now hypersensitive to pollen. The pollen season officially has begun. Although it is starting later than last year, it's no less unpleasant and even painful for many. Hazelnut tree pollen, in moderate to high quantities in the plains, and alder pollen, in low to moderate quantities in the plains, are already in the air. The anticyclonic weather that will prevail in the coming days, notes the Meteo News Agency, will favor pollen dispersion, except on Thursday, where a disturbance and some showers are expected. But this is only a temporary reprieve, as we can expect an extended period of high pressure until next week, with temperatures slightly above average. Hazelnut and alder pollen concentrations will quickly become moderate to high, notes the agency. Allergic individuals have already noticed symptoms are stronger at the beginning of the season. This is probably because the immune system is not yet as well prepared after the winter months, and flower pollen contains more allergens at the beginning of the season than at the end of the season, observes Meteo News. In Switzerland, about 20% of people are affected by an allergy to one or more pollens. The trend is on the rise, and the news is not very encouraging for these individuals. Unfortunately, due to climate change, the pollination period between spring and autumn is becoming increasingly longer, causing many plants to produce more pollen, especially after a drought. And pollen is often becoming more aggressive for the respiratory system or eyes. Under the influence of stress, plants boost their immune system and produce special proteins that protect them against negative environmental influences. It may be time to buy stock in cetirizine and loratadine, common over-the-counter antihistamines. Thank you for listening to Swiss News in English. I'm your host, Emily Breslin. Until next time, arrivederci, a bientôt, auf Wiedersehen.